Friday night footy, the Western Bulldogs and Essendon come together at Marvel. Jared Waitley, Jared Healy, Brad Johnson, Dwayne Russell with you. AFL Nation is for 4 and 20 pies. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie and Repco authorised service. The Western Bulldogs chief executive Amit Bains is with us. Amit, great to have you on AFL Nation.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
What do you make of your 2 and 2 start?
Yeah, obviously disappointing last week to not find an extra goal against Geelong. But, you know, a lot to take out of the game. Obviously, you know, finished the game right to the final siren. Sam Darcy's rising star nomination and some strong performances. So much prefer to be 3 and 1, but 2 and 2 and an opportunity to get that third win tonight.
Is there a bit changing? A bit changing within the way you play? There's clearly changes within personnel we're seeing out on the VFL field at the moment. A few who we would anticipate would have been in the seniors.
Yeah, definitely from a personnel perspective, there has been a bit of change. Great that some of the younger players are getting some opportunity and obviously some new players in the team from a trade perspective as well. And I think by virtue of that change in composition, the game style can change a little bit as well, particularly from an athletic perspective.
Do you find your soft cap being stretched a bit with the new consultant goal-kicking coach?
Yeah, I had to sign off on a blindfolds order the other day, Jared. I don't know.
Come
it was
on.
Very excessive.
It must be good to have the old legend back in the camp, though.
No, it is. You know, clearly from a club perspective, he's an icon of the club and everyone loves him from a Bulldogs perspective, but on a personal level too. So it's great to see him from time to time.
You had a fair bit of focus on your off-field examination of the club. Did you find you got to the right level there, and was the questioning reasonable?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We finished last year in really disappointing fashion, as everyone knows. So it did require a harder look at things. So as you've referenced, we conducted an internal review initially, which resulted in quite a bit of change, both from a program perspective, playing perspective, and then Peter Jackson came on board to look at some of the off-field aspects of what we do as well, environment, culture, structure, process, those things. So we feel we had a really comprehensive look at things over a number of months, have made a lot of changes and adjustments, and feel that with a combination of the new staff and the new setup, we're really well placed as we went into this season.
Does the coach sort of give you an outline as to when he thinks you can win the next flag?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, you all know Luke really well. Yep. He's a very optimistic guy. So, you know, going into the start of each season, he's really optimistic about what the capability of the team is, and we feel the same. So from that perspective, you know, every year we start the year with that as the ambition and the aim, and Bevo really coaches it accordingly.
If the Eagles offered you 2 first-round draft picks for English, would you take them?
Look, Tim is progressing really well in terms of staying at
the
club.
That's why you get 2 first-round draft picks. We know he's a good player.
No, look, and I'm sure you ask about the other boys as well, with all the guys that are out of contract, particularly those high-profile ones, we're really keen to see them continue on at the Bulldogs. And I think the starting premise is when you've got really good players, you've got to keep them.
Mm. What about 1 and 3?
How do they get the 3?
Well, they might have to trade a couple out as well. So you've actually talked about it.
Oh, look, no, the starting point is you've always, you know, hell-bent on retaining the players. And in the back of the discussions, particularly from a list management point of view, obviously Sam Power and his team aren't doing their job if they're not looking at all of the different eventualities for all of our players, but also the players that we're trying to bring into our club.
Yep.
So how close are you with Jamara?
Jamara is really close as well. I think with both Jamara and Tim, the positive aspect of where we're at is they both want to stay at the club, and they've articulated that. It's not done till the deal's done, and there's obviously some back and forth on that, but that's a really healthy starting point.
So are we talking short term with both? You'll have short term, you'll have agreements in the short term for the long term, if you know what
yes.
I mean.
Yes, hopefully. That's the anticipation. I think, you know, with Gather Round and a few other bits and pieces, everyone's been all over the place. So hoping with some stability and normality in terms of weeks and things that progress can be made.
So what happens with Bailey Smith, who's a different case given he's injured?
Yeah, look, Bailey is a different case. He started running back within the program this week, which is a really significant milestone for him. Our approach with that has been to offer a contract to him. We're really keen to retain him. He's had that, but at the same time, we don't want to put any undue pressure on him, knowing that the physical parts of his rehab and the next few weeks are really important for him. So he's been a really positive person around the club the last couple of weeks, particularly this week with, you know, coming back and being able to run again, which has been significant.
Has he given you any indication of his intentions?
No.
Should the coach be the highest paid person in the football department or the number one player? And let's bear in mind that the Bont is the number one player.
It's a very good question. I think probably the best player, and we would say we're the best player in the game. Yeah. So there would be something amiss if he wasn't the highest paid player in the club.
Okay. Where does it sit from a club point of view then as a whole? We're speaking a little bit on field where players might be at, but... But the club as the whole, it seems like it's settled, good membership, it's rising all the time, infrastructure's in place and still developing. How's it all sit from your point of view?
Yeah, I mean, the non-football aspects of where we're at, we're really pleased with, and there's been, you know, great progress, a lot of work done probably in the last decade, pre my time as well. And as you say, I think within 2 months, we'll have our redevelopment completed at, you know, an $80 million facility that will be wonderful for everyone, not just from a football perspective. Yeah, membership, you know, well on track to 60,000 in our record. So those things are going great, but we know that from our fans' perspective that what happens out on the park with our teams still carries the most importance, you know, particularly from an emotional perspective. So that's been the focus of the summer, and despite the disappointment of last week, you know, we're really happy with where things have landed.
You're a bit like some clubs, other clubs with limited access to seats. Like the West Coast Eagles have got a big membership base, and the Optus Stadium only holds around 60,000 from memory. Is that a disincentive for clubs that use this as a home base that to progress from the 60s to get up to the hundreds?
No, I don't think it is, because both Essendon, as you would know, Essendon and Carlton play most of their home games here currently. I think Essendon are 7-4 and Carlton might be 6-5. Yep. So, you know, there's a lot to like about that West Coast model where there's also an under supply.
Yeah.
And you've got that demand because it means that, you know, even if you're performing poorly, you've got to keep your membership or you'll lose it.
Yep.
So there's a bit each way. I think what's been really terrific with the redevelopment here has been the upgrades, but even as you'll get a sense for pre-game, the ability for the home team now to really amp up what happens pre-game from a lighting, LED, atmospheric perspective. So I think that's an important step forward in, from a fan perspective, coming to a venue like this and feeling like it's your home ground.
Is there anything from over the first 4 weeks that you're looking to take to the AFL that you're either extremely happy with, or you think, nah, there's some things here that we, as a club, and that we're seeing within the game and within the structure of the game that might need just a conversation about?
Not in a any significant way, Jono. I think there are elements that we've been watching. I know this week there's a bit more discussion around the ARC and the score review, just around you know, a seemingly higher number of those over gather round. So there are a few isolated things like that, but you know, by and large, I think we're pretty comfortable with where things sit, and you know, the major focus is getting our stuff right.
Did someone from the club follow up around the ARC intervention on your game that led to the Stengel goal?
In an informal way, I think, you know, Luke's comments, Bevo's comments straight after the game in his press conference were really good, I thought, in terms of just acknowledging that the score review as a system is a good system, and we've just got to have faith in what gets decided, which partly I think goes to the point that we wouldn't want that to be seen, if it were the wrong decision, we wouldn't want that to be seen as the reason why we lost the game, because it wasn't.
Can I ask you about when you decided to go with Riley Sanders? Clearly the Devils are coming in. Was that a consideration?
No, I mean, you're obviously cognizant of it, yeah. Absolutely, but it wasn't. And as you recall, we traded our first round pick from this year out to have the opportunity to pick up Riley. So it was quite a...
You liked
it. Yeah, quite a courageous move in that sense, yep, given what you're saying. But ultimately, whether it's Riley or the other players that you referenced earlier, you got to back yourself as a club to, yep, create the atmosphere and environment where they want to stay. And he's been a terrific addition to the program, not only just from what he's been able to do in a short period of time as a player, but certainly from a cultural perspective, a real driver of standards.
Caught up with Nathan Eagledon in Gather Round, which was always good to catch up with an old teammate. His son was part of the Father-Son Academy recently. Is there any more Father-Sons on the horizon?
Yeah, oh, we've been pretty stiff with Father-Sons.
And daughters, I should say, as well. And daughters?
No, there are. I mean, there are a number in the system. We've obviously been very fortunate to benefit from that. As you're watching the VFL out here today, you're getting a look at Jordan Croft, who is only second game in, but, you know, is a good size, moves well, and obviously a number of guys playing in the senior team. So there's always an ongoing debate about the equity of the draft and father-sons and academies. And, yeah, we're pretty happy with the tradition of father-sons and father-daughters, obviously. Izzy Grant playing in our W team as well.
And a couple of rising stars too in a row, which is impressive for the developing group.
Yeah, it's been really pleasing. I think, you know, obviously there's been a bit of a squeeze for spots at different times, and you know, outsiders are quite rightly trying to understand how they've come about. But then, you know, you look at a Riley Sanders, who's going really well, Harvey Gallagher, who was the rising star the week before, and you can see why they're getting a game at the moment. And Sam Darcy, just thrilled for him to have had a full pre-season. Clearly a lot of ability, doesn't move like a 209 centimetre man, but to get the continuity has been great for him, and to get some reward for that last week was terrific.
Norton forward or back, Bainesy?
Forward. I think Bevo answered that well during the week. He had a poor game last week, let's be honest, compared to his standards. But the previous week down at Ballarat, where he's others flying, like Cody, you know, kicked six and was the beneficiary, had 15 score involvements. And I think it's the work that he does in the contest that brings others into the game. And, you know, again, it's only a short sample size, but both Jonesy and Buku, Jared, who I know you're always a fan
of. Yeah, big fan of Buku's.
I reckon, ask me a question about Buku each time I'm on.
I'm
pleased that you kept him, because I reckon there's about three clubs should have picked him up, and he's proving that assessment right.
He's been terrific. So James O'Donnell's obviously back in the team tonight as well, which is great. He had a bit of injury interruption as the game started. So we've got a few options, and even out here tonight with Gardner back in the VFL and Keith as well. So I think for the moment, forward's the best slot for him.
So selection's the coach's remit. Can you have too much of your salary cap running around in a VFL team?
Oh, yeah, you absolutely can if it becomes a sustained thing. I think the challenge with contracting, and it's a space I've obviously worked in as well, is that there's always a lag with how things work. And you'll all know players, and Jared and Jono will have played with players who in the last year of their contracts found a leg that they didn't necessarily have in the previous 2 years. And then, you know, they're on their contract for the next 3 years based on that 1 year, and do they maintain that performance? So there's always swings and roundabouts. But again, Sam and the team are, you know, all over the different aspects of what we've got going. You know, watching Caleb out here tonight, wouldn't expect that he'd be playing too many VFL games across the year. It's just about finding the right balance for the right opponent.
Amit, good to have you with us. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, gents.
Amit Baines, the Chief Executive of the Western Bulldogs. Our travel partner is Melbourne Airport Parking. Nothing beats parking at Melbourne Airport. Book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au. Dan McPherson is going to join us from the Bombers next. The AFL Nation pre-game show for Beaumont's Bathroom Wear Sale.